Welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. This is just 6 short minutes of motivational coaching tips, which I really hope is easy to digest, but more importantly, easy to start actioning straight away. It's a series of thoughts and ideas that you can really start to put into action, which will hopefully help you to get the success that you desire. There's no waffle, I get straight to the point. And if there's anything you would like me to cover, just let me know on Instagram, mallory.penny, or through my website, pennymallory.co.uk. This episode is how to lead a high-performing team, whether it's at home or at work, because a team may well be your colleagues at work, but it could also be your friendship group, your family, or even your marriage. Now, if you have been or you are part of a great team, you'll know the feeling of looking forward to work, knowing anything is possible, feeling really charged up with energy and having a fantastic sense of belonging. But I bet there have been times in your life when you've been part of a team from hell, with constant disagreements and conflicts, you walk on eggshells every day and you're afraid to speak up. Well, you know, over the years I've worked as a performance coach with many top performing teams and individuals, and I've picked up a really great bunch of commonly occurring behaviours that I've noticed that transform an ordinary team into an extraordinary team, and I want to share those with you. You don't get much more high-performing than Formula One. And when coaching inside one particular team, I spotted a lot of these principles in evidence every day. So the first one I'd start with is a high-performing team wants to go the extra mile every day. It's a team where people aren't giving the bare minimum. They want and even need to over-deliver, impress and perform beyond ordinary. Most of us really enjoy delivering great results. Humans like to please others, and a great team is bursting with people who are driven to give their very best every day and more. High-performing leaders tend to create fantastic energy and enthusiasm within a team by inspiring more than they drive, so teams almost behave more pull than push. I think too many leaders underestimate the impact they have on the people around them. The time they arrive at work, the hours they put in, even the way they dress or walk or talk, all of these things filter down to their teams, who will tend to mirror the behaviours of their leader. And if a leader is energised and enthusiastic, that will filter down to their team. Differences, issues and problems are addressed quickly and directly in a great team. And this requires trust and maturity. When people believe that they're trusted and that other people have got their back, disputes tend to be resolved pretty quickly. The Red Arrows actually are a great example of how issues and problems get addressed. The post-flight debrief is part of their pursuit of excellence, and it's held as soon as possible after the sortie so that everything is fresh in the minds of everyone. So the squadron leader always leads the debrief. He starts the meeting with an open forum where everyone speaks honestly. There's no hierarchy or self-criticism. The squadron leader goes first and discusses everything he thinks he fell short on. And that effectively opens the door for all the team members to do the same in safety and comfort. So be the first to admit failure or fault, and others will feel safe to follow. People don't really want to come to work and do something that any other team could accomplish. They really want to do something extraordinary. And great leaders set stretching goals that create an internal drive to succeed. Human beings love to achieve and get results, and when they smash a goal that they'd once thought was out of their reach, their motivation and enthusiasm rises. And team leaders communicate the vision and the direction that they want everyone to go in. If you think about it, most children need instructions repeated over and over before things sink in. And in fact, whether it's in a marriage, in the workplace, with a friendship group, repeated communication of a vision will embed the message and help team members to remain focused on that vision. You know how frustrating it is when you don't know what's going on or why you've been asked to do something, or you just don't feel part of it all. High-performing team leaders stay on message. They constantly communicate and keep people focused on the vision and the mission to accomplish. I think it's really important that leaders allow people to thrive and create, and they're talents are not constrained. I mean, why would you hire people, choose talented individuals to then constrain their brilliance? It doesn't make any sense. You always get the best out of somebody when they're set free to create and explore. And if you're trying to change people, then you may simply have just the wrong people around you. Team leaders are also trusted. If a team leader isn't trusted, they can't be inspiring or trusted to resolve conflicts. If the leader isn't trusted, they're going to struggle to get the team to embrace stretch goals or believe any of their communications. So be the first to admit failure. Others will feel safe to follow. If a team leader isn't trusted, they can't be inspiring or trusted to resolve conflicts. If the leader isn't trusted, they will struggle to get the team to embrace their stretch goals or believe their communications. And a lack of trust slows or even shuts things down. I've found that there are three basic pillars that build trust, and the first is relationships. You know, we trust people that we like. We trust our friends and we distrust our enemies. And building a positive relationship always increases trust. Second pillar is knowledge and expertise. You know, we trust people that have the right answer or can provide insight. We trust people when they can help solve problems. And the third pillar is consistency, because when you say you will do something, you will do it. People will trust you. So be consistent and walk your talk. I've got to finish on the last one, appreciation, because I think this is possibly the most underestimated quality of any leader. It's just simply showing appreciation. According to research, it's the number one motivator for people, the need to feel and be appreciated. So that's it. A few top tips for leading a great team. Don't forget, whether it's at work, with friends or at home, in a marriage, the same rules apply in every situation.